We had our 75th anniversary opening last night, a soft opening for sponsors and the contributors to have a sneak peek at the exhibit. I couldn't be there, but I'm really looking forward to when it opens for the public for free this Saturday and Sunday.
To clarify now, that the
it's at the George Bush Presidential
right,
Library.
You can go see that exhibit for free. If you'd like to go to the rest of the museum, that still costs what the normal cost is for the library.
Correct.
Now, will they be giving out free beer? That's what the big question.
That
just
is
kidding.
I believe
kidding.
The answer is no.
Oh, but they will have birthday cake, right?
I believe
yeah.
that's the
yes,
case.
Yes, they will.
Probably punch to wash it down. There's an enormous model railroad creation of the train depots that were across from A&M when the front of A&M campus was on Welborn Road. There's an exhibit about the all-African-American Lincoln High School, home of the Panthers, that is now where our Lincoln Recreation Center is located. And there's a lot of interesting tidbits that give visitors a flavor for what College Station is all about. And I want a big shout-out to our 75th Anniversary Citizens Committee, which was chaired by Linda Harvell.
She worked awful hard on that.
She really did. And to our city staff and to the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. And also a big thanks to Union Pacific, who is our title sponsor, and to all those who stepped forward to help us celebrate. And a full schedule appears on the city website, cstx.gov/75.
Very cool. Anything else?
Well, we're going to say goodbye to Jess Fields.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday will be his last council meeting. We will certify the votes that, you know,
make
be a total
completely.
Canvas. Yeah. And then Steve Aldridge, who received a majority of the votes for place two, will be sworn in. I will be sworn in again as mayor.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a tough campaign.
Yeah, very, very difficult race for you,
but,
I know.
But I managed to eke it out.
Tireless campaigning.
Tirelessly. And following the swearing in, we'll stop for reception to thank outgoing Councilman Fields and for his 3.5 years of service to the city, and we will welcome Councilman-elect Aldridge to his first meeting.
And you've got some new staff folks coming in.
We do. We actually, he has already arrived. Our city manager, Kelly Templin, is on the job. He started on November 4th, and he's working quickly to meet people and to get up to speed on projects. And Thursday will be Kelly's first meeting as city manager, and we're all excited about that.
Now, I understand this is completely just kind of off the top of your head, but with him coming in now, what do you think his footprint is eventually going to be with the city council? What changes might we see?
He's got a very strong background in economic development and planning. So I think, you know, those will be areas that he will emphasize. But I think his record is such that he'll do a really good job all over being a very hands-on kind of guy.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate you spending time, especially getting off the plane so early in the morning and making it in here. We appreciate it.
Okay, my pleasure.